What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, mental illness, also known as Lee Hammack. It's interchangeable. I'm Lee, I'm mental illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. In today's episode, y'all, today's episode is about animals. How do narcissists feel about animals? How do narcissists feel about their pets? Do narcissists hate animals? This is that back and forth. I have a cat. Is my narcissist safe around my? Is my cat safe around my narcissistic partner? Whatever. I'm gonna keep it hot with y'all this episode, y'all. Straight to the point. It really just depends. Some narcissistic people absolutely love pets. Some of them hate pets. Some of them are a danger and a nuisance towards pets. So in this, I'm gonna just keep it hot, which I've heard, y'all know I do my one-on-ones over Zoom and whatnot. I talk to people who said they had narcissistic partners who tried to unalive pets and put bury them in the backyard. That type of dynamic right there. And that's just not, if they try to harm your pets on purpose, or they get pleasure from harming your pets or their own pets on purpose, you're not just dealing with your regular run-of-the-mill narcissist. You might be dealing with something a lot darker, a lot deeper. There's some deep-seated stuff going on there to want to cause pain, harm and pain and stuff like that to animals of any kind. So not just pets, animals of any kind, like strays, animals out there in the wild kingdom and things of that nature. You see what I'm saying? Because some narcissistic people are absolutely a danger to pets. When I say narcissistic people, I'm including sociopaths, psychopaths, and the people with antisocial personality disorder. I know psychopaths. Anything like histrionic people, whoever. Everybody has, some of these people do have the propensity to do harm to animals. Some of them hate animals. Some of them will use animals. Some of them treat animals like they would treat children in a breakup. So if y'all don't have kids, but you have animals together, you have pets together, they can use those pets as leverage. Just like they will use kids as leverage. Sometimes they will try to, they will use your pets as leverage. Sometimes they will try to co-parent your pets if you break up. They will use those animals or those pets or whatnot, their dog, cat, fish, whatever, parrot, whatever, to keep you in that relation, to keep you around them. And I see it happen before. I've talked to people who actually do this. Like, you share custody of a dog, or you share custody of a pair of cats. Y'all share custody, and that's just an anchor. Narcissistic people might not even care about the pet. They just use that pet as an anchor in your life, to remain in your life in some way, shape, or form. You know what I mean? Yeah, some people, they'll pretend to care about their pets or whatever, just to take you to court, just to fight you, just to harm you, just to do damage to you, damage to your reputation, just to do damage to your mental health, your physical health. They'll just add stress to your life. They'll try to take your pets from you in a breakup. You know what I mean? Well, if you leave me, I'm taking the dog. I'm taking the cat. They might gift you this cat or this dog or whatever. And they had to register, in order to buy the cat or dog, they registered in their name. So, but you've been taking care of the cat, it's your cat for 5 years, but because it's registered to them, they can take your cat. So I've heard people stay in relationships because you don't want to leave your cat. You don't want to leave your dog. To each their own. You know what I mean? To each their own. I just feel like sometimes, but I don't go that far. But to each their own. You know what I mean? Because some people will actually absolutely remain in these relationships due to pets. Just like you would do to a child, I don't want to leave my dog behind. I don't leave my cat behind. I've heard these stories before, and I don't judge people based on those stories. I promise you, I don't. I'm just saying, to each their own. Some people will just like the dog or cat will be fine. I gotta survive. That's how some people would treat that situation. Some narcissists absolutely do not like pets, or they will use those pets or animals as leverage and things of that nature. But there's always a but, isn't it? It's always a butt. A big butt. It's a big butt. It's a little juicy butt right here. A capital B, a little U, and two big T's. But. but I'm sorry, I said it again. Sorry. I'm goofy. I'm sorry. Why do I keep apologizing? But yeah. There's the butt again. I was gonna say, but again, but I feel like I logged out of my brain. I disassociated for a second there. Okay, some narcissistic people do actually like animals, though. They do actually love animals. Some people, because they love the animals more than they love people. And just because you love an animal more than you love a person does not make you a narcissist, y'all. I feel like I have to say that because people are like, well, I love my dog more. I love my person. And does that make me a narcissist? No, it don't make you a narcissist to love an animal more. You love your toxic ex to be beating you up. It don't. That's fine. That's make you narcissistic. You know what I mean? But yeah, some narcissistic people do seem like they get super codependent on dogs that they grew up with, or cats that they grow up with, or an animal, or a squirrel, or a hamster, or a gerbil, whatever animal that they have. They've had it for a long time. They love that animal. But that sometimes that can actually be the issue in a relationship. They love that animal more than they love you. And they will treat that animal better than they treat you. They will give out, you know, I say this to people all the time, that narcissistic people tend to have lower emotional capacity. Like, we don't have a lot of room for other people's emotions. Like, I got enough to deal with. I just don't want to deal with your emotions. Like, it's too much. You see what I'm saying? It's too much. You know, so if it's too much for me in that situation, like, if it's too much for me to deal with in that situation, then I go out into the real world. I go to work throughout the day. I don't have it. Like, I run out of emotions. I'm emotionally overloaded. So I come home, or that narcissistic person in your life comes home, and they ignore you, and they give their last little bit of empathy. They give their last little bit of affection and emotional connection to their dog. They'll walk right by you and just like, hey, Fido, licking the dog's tongue and getting licks and kisses. They over the ground wrestling, and they look at you and they're like, oh, hey. And then that makes you feel a certain type of way. So sometimes the narcissist only, or it appears that they only love the animals. They only love the pets. And this is the reason I've come up with for that, and I think a lot of other people might feel the same way, is that they think that pets, pets love unconditionally. No, especially dogs. Cats are a little rougher. But dogs seem like they love you unconditionally. Like, a dog's love for you has no conditions, no strings attached. Dogs always miss you. You can leave for 5 minutes, come back, and the dog's like, you've been gone all day. You know? So pets love unconditionally. So they don't think people can love unconditionally, because narcissists, I don't think we love unconditionally. I think the love of a narcissist absolutely comes with strings attached to it. Like, if our love comes with strings attached, we assume that everybody else's love comes with strings attached. But not this dog. This dog loves me on my good days, my bad days. This dog loves me whether or not I tell him I love him. This dog loves me whether or not I'm rich and famous. This dog loves me regardless. This dog will love me at my lowest and my highest. That's unconditional puppy love right there. You see what I'm saying? So they think that animals are the only thing that can love them unconditionally. So they give all their love to that animal. And it's hard, y'all. It is very, very tough to deal with somebody that appears that they only care about the animal. It is a very, very tough scenario. It's a very, very tough situation to deal with. You know what I mean? Because like I say, if you have animals, this is how it works sometimes when you're dealing with narcissistic people. They might not like animals, or they might have their own animals that they do like. That's kind of irrelevant, but you have an animal, and they'll try to separate you from your animal. They'll try to isolate you from your animal. They'll tell you that you're treating your animal like too much like a child. They'll make you feel bad. They'll make you feel bad about taking care of your cat or your dog too much, or buying your cat or your dog a birthday present or a Christmas gift, or giving it your cat having a real, genuine, authentic name or birth certificate or clothes or something like that. Okay, you mean your dog or whatnot, you know. They will make you feel bad about doing it. They will chastise you and try to isolate. You know, isolation doesn't just work for people, y'all. They try to isolate you away from your pets. You know, they might pretend to be allergic to make you choose between them or the dog. You know, I'm allergic to dogs. I thought you loved me. I want to live together, moving in together, and have a future together. But I can't do this because your dog is here. You know, I'm deathly allergic. So if you want to love me, you got to get rid of the dog. Then you end up getting rid of the dog, which sometimes people do. You know what I mean? And then you find out they're not allergic. They just wanted you to get rid of the dog. They're just like, oh, I thought you were allergic to dogs. Oh, no. I think I was just allergic to yours. I love dogs. They'll do stuff like that, y'all. It's sinister. It can be sinister. It can be super evil as hell. But they will do that. I'm telling you. It is factual information that they will absolutely try to separate you from your animals. So do narcissists love animals? It depends on that narcissistic person that you're dealing with. And keep it real, keep it hot. Like I say, I keep it hot and ready, like a Little Caesar's pizza. That's all I could do. It's literally all I could do, y'all. But anyway, y'all, I have to cut this thing short. I'm truly appreciative of every single one of y'all. Thankful going into the new year. Like and subscribe for more. Interact with this video, y'all. If you have an issue, like I say, if you dealt with a narcissistic person that has did something to your pets, or you pet issues with a narcissist, just leave a dog or cat. Leave an animal emoji in the comment section of whatever animal you've dealing with a narcissistic person. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Illness is out. Peace.